Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. And we're glad you're doing it. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because I got Mike Menzies right here with us. Mike is a long-time member of our Brain Trust, actually just about an original member of our Brain Trust. He is the resident banker in the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, but his day job is as the president of Eastern Bank and Trust in beautiful downtown Eastern Maryland, over on the Eastern Shore, where they only eat the Jimmies, not the Sooks, right, Mike?
That's right.
Did I say that right?
Jimmies, don't eat the Sooks. All the men are handsome and all the women are strong.
That's right. And the children are above average.
That's exactly right.
So not to steal anybody else's line or anything, right?
No, not going to do that.
And folks, we're talking, the Jimmies and the Sooks, we're talking about the South Shore crabs, of course.
The Jimmies are the males and the Sooks are the females.
Exactly.
And those people blow the Mason-Dixon line, eat the Sooks. That's really unbelievable, but they do. We don't eat the Sooks up north.
yet another flashpoint between the Marylanders and the Virginians, and I love keeping the war between the McCoys and the Hatfields and the McCoys. I love keeping that going as much as I can, folks. Hey, Mike, there is a war potentially though brewing in the banking industry. I've been telling my audience, and I've been telling anybody that I speak to, any groups that I speak to, to gird your loins, because we're going to be regulated within an inch of our lives in the future. Government, if you've ever had a moment where you thought, you know, we probably should have had more regulation here. Well, guess what? You're not going to have those kind of thoughts in the future, are we, Mike?
You know, the world is changing, Jim, and I, as the current chairman of the Independent Community Bankers of America, I have had the opportunity to testify in front of Chairman Frank's committee several times over the past month, and understandably, Congress is not happy with the behavior of some of the unregulated mortgage entities and some of the mega banks, and they are working to try to legislate forms of morality that could be really damaging to community banks as well. And you know, it's understandable why they're unhappy, because there really was some misbehavior at the mega bank and the unregulated level. At the same time, the concepts of things like the Food and Drug Administration of banking, called the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, could produce regulations that would cost individuals and small businesses a great deal of money.
And this is a proposed agency, right?
Yes, sir. This is a proposed agency. It has a lot of energy. And believe me, we understand why they're so upset. At the same time, the 8,000 community banks in this nation that are healthy and behaved and...
Without which, small business would be in big trouble.
Yeah, exactly. I mean...
Including this small business owner.
Yeah, well, the community banks are common sense lenders, and they paid attention to their responsibilities, and they didn't live outside their business models, and they didn't over-leverage their companies and go nuts, so they should be exempt from any of this stuff.
That's exactly right.
There's no question about it.
Well, you know, there's a sick irony to me in some of these politicians sitting above you, Mike, in these meetings and scowling about, you know, we got to have all these regulations to prevent this from happening, when they're the very ones that allowed the previous environment to take place. And when they were given opportunities to curb in some of these behaviors, they chose not to. And now they're looking around like, how could this have happened? We got to get these guys. When, in my opinion, they're some of the guys.
Well, Jim, politics is politics. That's the it's the world and of politics. And they are being pummeled right now by consumers and small businesses and others who are saying that we've been abused by the mega bank and we've been abused by the behavior of some of these lenders who are really unregulated. Mm-hmm. And that's another component of the re-regulation, some of which is appropriate, very
right.
appropriate.
We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, though, Mike.
No, that's true. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We do need a consolidated supervision so that we don't have the AIGs of the world, and so they don't put $185 billion into an insurance company that's failed, and so that entities like Lehman and Bear don't bring our whole economy
mm-hmm.
down. So there is a need for consolidated regulation, and there's definitely a need to put a stake through the heart of this thing called too big to fail,
right?
Which is really too complex to fail. These companies are so complex.
With so many counterparties, and that's the part of the complexity. We're going to come back. We're going to get Mike to help us sort this out, folks, because we're going to need your help. You're going to have to contact your members of Congress, and get them to help us with this. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there. It'll help you. Please subscribe to my newsletter. When you get there, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Subscribe to my blog. We'll send that to you as well, or you can come see it from right off of my website. You can ask questions at askjim.biz. You can do lots of other stuff there. Listen, read to your little heart's content. Everything's arranged in handy-dandy categories to help you find what you need. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mike Menzies is with us, folks. He's president of Eastern Bank and Trust, the current chairman, the king biscuit of the American Community Bankers Association. What's the acronym for that now?
The Independent Community Bankers
That's
of
right.
America.
ICBA, not ACB. ICBA.
Yeah.
I said that wrong.
ICBA.
Independent.
Yep.
We got to remember, folks, independent. And these are your local community banks, folks, locally owned, locally managed. Decision makers are made locally. And as I've said many times before, and I'll say it as long as I draw breath, if it weren't for my independent community bank, I wouldn't be here today. And because they have been my partner. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you're not doing at least part of your banking business with an independent community bank, you are not being as successful as you could be with your small business. And that's just a fact. That's not a subjective. That's not just my opinion. That is a fact. I believe that with all my heart, Mike.
Well, we're on the same page, James. This trade association only represents community banks. It doesn't represent mega banks. It doesn't represent the finance companies. It's community banking driven. And we're lucky to have it. We really are.
Well, and I don't say not to do business with big banks. I mean, I think there's clearly a place for that. But I also think small businesses should have more than one banking relationship. They should have at least two. And I can't ever get any banker to agree with me on that. But I think that's the case. I think you should have another place to go if you need to. And that probably ought to be a big bank. Mike, I want to come back to the regulation thing. As a reaction, a knee-jerk reaction, which is the only way the government behaves, they're going to create some regulation, and I'm going to call it over-regulation, and they're going to create some new entities that are going to be the watchdogs of these regulations to try to prevent from happening what has happened in the last 12 to 18 months. But I believe that just as they're in the process of trying to completely take over the healthcare system to fix health care for a few million people, they're going to hurt the independent community bank environment by trying to fix the guys at the top, the big guys at the top. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think August is a great month to call on your congressmen as they're on recess and remind them that the community banks didn't create this train wreck, that the unregulated entities and those that were inadequately supervised, the mega brokers, the mega insurance companies, the mega banks, that's where this energy should be focused, not on the small financial institutions and the community banks who really didn't participate in the creation of the train wreck and really represent a delivery channel for recovery. I mean, you've got 8,000 community banks out there, and maybe a handful are struggling because their economies are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. These community banks are still well-capitalized and well-managed and well-regulated, and they're prepared to participate in the economic recovery, and they are participating in this recovery. No question about it.
Yep.
So it's a great time to call in Congress and say, hey, look, my community bank should be exempt from this stuff. Leave them alone and let them continue to support our local
And is that, I mean, and that could be done, right? I mean, there's that would be actually be easy to do, wouldn't it?
I would hope so. I don't know if it's easy. Nothing in politics is easy.
But there's such a difference between the way you guys are chartered, the way you do business, your area of your geography, where you operate, how you capitalize. I mean, there's so much difference in the even though you're both banks, you and the big guys are both banks. You know, it's like you really are two different, operate in two different worlds to a large degree, don't you? I mean, it shouldn't be that hard.
Well, we don't have credit default swaps and shadow financial corporations and structured investment vehicles and these exotic financial transactions.
Which is what got us into the trouble.
Which really contributed significantly to getting us into trouble. I mean, that's not the community banking model.
Right.
The community banking model is straightforward. We gather deposits from people we know, and we lend them to people we know, and we take ownership of those risks. We don't just bundle them up and dump them on Wall Street and hope that Iceland will buy them because some poor rating agency put a good number on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a totally different world in community banking.
Are you getting the idea that we've got a chance? I mean, are they listening to you? You said you mentioned that you've testified before this committee in the House, if not the Senate. Are they listening? Are you getting pushback from them? What are they? Do they get it at all, Mike?
Oh, sure. I think they are listening, and they're struggling with how do they bifurcate this industry? How do they find a way to protect the healthy community banks or the healthy banking industry component, and yet figure out how to deal with consolidated supervision?
So they don't understand. I wonder sometimes if they understand the concept of punish the bad guys, don't punish the good guys. That's not hard.
Well, I hope they understand that, and I think many are trying very hard to understand how they go about weaving their way through these regulations. And we want to work with Congress as best we can, but we don't want to produce an environment that, as you say, if the nose of the camel gets under the tent it destroys our franchises, then we haven't accomplished anything.
And you will have, by association, ruined America's strongest sector in the economy, and that's small businesses. Tin Till, right back with Mike Menzies. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love. I'm here.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Mike Menzies, President of Eastern Bank and Trust, Chairman of the Independent Community Banks Association, ICBA. That's a volunteer job that he does in his spare time. Right, Mike?
That's right.
or this year, are you operating your bank in your spare time? It probably seems like that sometimes. Mike, give us the website, and also don't forget to give us your Twitter address, Mike.
Yeah. I haven't been tweeting anyone.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that, Mike. What's the website there?
www.eastonbankandtrust.com.
We're going to bring you into the Twitter world one of these days, Mike.
Yeah, I'm afraid you will.
Hey, Mike, when you testify, do you feel that there are members on the committee on either side of the aisle who are sensitive and actually will be a champion for independent community banks?
Absolutely. There's no question that there are members of the House Financial Services Committee who are very sensitive to the importance of community banks and what they mean to this nation, and they are actively advocating ways to keep this sector of the financial services industry from being overburdened. Mm. And the challenge they face, of course, are all of the others who are sitting there with constituents calling them up saying, I can't get a hold of my mortgage servicing company,
right.
and they won't talk to me.
Which has nothing to do with your bank.
Right, and you know, the community banks do talk to their customers, and when a community bank makes a loan, it owns that loan. It takes ownership of it. It doesn't just flip it to somebody else. And when we securitize loans as a community bank, we still have a relationship with that individual at the Rotary Club or at the United Fund or at the hospice community functions. You know, we're still really close to those people, and it's a relationship-driven business and industry. So it's so important that individuals call in their congressman and say, you know what, there's a difference between big and small, and one size doesn't fit all, and we need to protect the community banking economic delivery channel and use it as a major delivery channel for recovery. And not bury it with regulation.
And folks, you've got to tell this. You got to be communicating this. If you're like me, you count on your independent community bank. You've got to be telling your members of Congress as they come to your town and town hall meetings, and email them or whatever you can do to let them know that you want to be the regulations on banking to not hurt independent community banks. Mike, I want to switch over and talk for the time we have left about the relationship between small business owners and their independent community banks. What are your thoughts these days?
Well, James, again, there are 8,000 community-based mutuals and thrifts and community banks that own their communities, and they are a derivative of their community. That's the only derivative these banks are in, is their communities. And it's so important that in times like this that small businesses and individuals communicate with their bankers, and we are under some stress in this part of Maryland, and we are grateful that when people lose their job, that the first thing we do is connect with them and say, okay, how can we help you? What can we do to restructure your debt, because we know you don't have income? It's so important to communicate with the community banker when there's a problem so that there's a common solution, because community banks do take ownership of the loans that they make. They take ownership of the problems, and they take ownership of the success. So, again, communication has never been more important than it is today.
As I've said many times before, if you got a problem, there's going to be a phone call made. Make sure you call your banker. Don't wait for your banker to call you, because if your banker has to call you first, then you got a bigger problem than you thought.
Well, and human nature is, it's tough to face some of these challenges, but it's important that community banks and their customers face them together and work together. And another reason to block some of the proposed legislation is to leave community banks with the flexibility to take care of their customers.
Because we need
that flexibility.
The future of this country, I'm convinced now, the future of this country is going to depend more on small business than it ever has in the past.
Absolutely. It's 95% of the employment engine in this nation, and we need to keep the health of small businesses at the core of our free market system.
And therefore, keep the health of those who help us, like independent community banks. Hey, Mike, give us that website one more time, please.
There you go, www.eastonbankandtrust.com. Someday you can tweet me.
Yeah, we're going to get you on Twitter. You have no idea how long it took me to get that website up there, too, by the way, folks.
Hey,
Mike,
yeah, I know.
Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, James.
For keeping up the good work. I sleep a little better knowing you're taking care of us up there in Washington, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.